our radio 101.9 FM. Join us for a walk along Vancouver's West End Seawall and the Lost Lagoon on Sunday, September 23rd, and support those living with HIV and AIDS. All proceeds raised by the Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life in Greater Vancouver become part of BC Persons with AIDS Society Complementary Health Fund. You can find out more information by visiting AIDSWalkForLifeVancouver.ca.
The mission of HIM is to strengthen gay men's health and well-being through trusted health promotion services and engaging community through volunteer involvement, online access, and events. If you're interested in contributing your thoughts or getting involved, check HIM out on checkhimout.ca. HIM proudly supports Queer FM Vancouver and the amazing programming on CITR Radio 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Today, CITR is painting the airwaves rainbow. Starting at 6 a.m., CITR programmers will be producing an entire day of queer content in celebration of Pride season around the world, delivering messages of hope, fun, warning, and whimsy that may also include offensive language, sexual themes, and excessive on-air nudity. Listener discretion is advised, while indiscretions are strongly encouraged.
I'm Darcy Michael. You're listening to Rainbow 24 on Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM. I did it, Ma! I did it!
Okay, well, it's been a long day here in Mel Rich's Coffee House, and we're here with Nick Bertozzi. He is one of my favorite DJs here in town, and it's not just because he's sitting here and he's bigger than I am, but because he really is one of my favorites. He's he plays damn near everywhere. In fact, there have been times where a couple of the DJs in town, I wonder, hey, they're opening an envelope, and DJ Nick Bertozzi will be playing. But he does some great mixes. We've had the pleasure of playing his stuff on our show for the last couple of years. Nick Bertozzi. Hey.
Hello.
So, a bigger voice than mine. I love it. How did you get started in all this crazy?
I went to Montreal about 6 years ago. I went to a club called Stereo. I heard a DJ by the name of Victor Calderon. Blew my mind completely. And I came home and I told my partner at the time, like, I'm going to be a DJ. And I think he kind of laughed it off and was like, all right, whatever. And, yeah.
Well, I guess he didn't get that one right, did
No.
he? Now, we were talking a little bit off air. I started doing radio at age 19, and I was, that was 1982.
Oh, wow, I wasn't even born yet.
Shut up, man. Jeez. That's fine. Pick on the old guy. So, and our biggest bitch at the time was, you know, vinyl was just heavy and cumbersome and a real pain in the ass. In fact, I remember when I got my first CD player, and it was the coolest thing ever, and it was Sting, actually, was my first album. I listened to Dream of the Blue Turtles. It actually was best jazz album.
Sting.
Oh. It's Dream of the Blue Turtles. It was best jazz song.
Okay.
Dream of the Blue Turtles in 1984.
Okay.
Really? Boy, that dates me a lot. It's a great album. But what? You don't have all that. You guys now don't use vinyl unless you want to.
Yeah. You don't have to carry all the crates around. There's software out there, such as Serato, that allows you to use the vinyl that's time-coded. So the turntables are actually controlled, and or not controlled, sorry, the turntables control the software that you're using. So it's not beat matching or anything for you, but it just allows you to have all your data in one spot, and you don't have to carry around a shitload of vinyl.
Fantastic. Right?
Same goes for CDs, too. Depends on the software you're using, but I use software that doesn't beat match. I still have to beat match myself. Not that it's like a hard skill or anything, but lots of people tend to give DJs shit for using software because they think it does all the work for them.
And that really isn't true.
No, it is in some cases, though. There is software that does do it for you, yes.
Yeah, well, I have one on my iPad, but when people ask me, I make the distinction. There's a difference between an old-time radio disc jockey and a DJ now.
Yeah.
I'm that guy back then. Yeah. It's like, hey, you play records, and you kind of move them, you know, into each other, and you try to be smooth about it, and that's about it.
Yeah.
What was your first gig?
My first gig was actually at the local after hours, the World, when it was I had a gay night.
Okay.
Did a Saturday night there. That was where I got started. The first big gig was a Pride gig in 2007 at Richards on Richards.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
In fact, I think they took up some of the floor of Richards and put it on the bar at the Cobalt.
Oh yeah.
Did the Cobalt. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've got a lot of really high-profile gigs now. So what are you doing now?
My next gig, I was just in Hawaii. And I think I'm going back there in a month or two.
Where?
End of the month. Hula's?
Yeah. Honolulu?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
In Honolulu, yeah. I'm going to be doing Toronto Pride again this year. And I might have some work done in L.A. coming up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's not confirmed, but...
Well,
looking like it's going to happen, but you know, nothing's for sure yet.
Well, you never know until you're there, right?
Exactly.
And what other events, like you're doing Hawaii, you're doing Toronto. Don't you have a local gig that you do on a fairly regular basis here?
I've been working at 560.
Yeah.
Opening for Hector Fonseca this weekend.
Fantastic.
And sometimes I'm downstairs, sometimes I'm upstairs. But they've Adam's been bringing in a lot of big names, so which is great. It's great that we have a place and a promoter that's bringing in lots of big names from around North America. So
great.
Yeah.
And what we're gonna do? We have only two featured DJs for this 24-hour period, and you're representing the men's team.
All right.
Yes. Tasha Kennedy is on the girls' team, the women's team. So can you tell us a little bit about this this mix we're gonna play?
Oh, it's some contemporary, a lot of music out of Ibiza, a lot of Ibiza compilations that came out this year in the last month or so. Some vocals, a couple, I think two tracks of mine, an original track, and then Adele remix I did a couple months ago. And lots of vocals, big room sounds. I haven't had a big room sort of podcast in a long time because I'm going to focusing on doing like remixes and producing tracks. It's more challenging. Podcasts are not really hard.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to be... you're double dipping, sir. We're actually going to be promoting Tyrell's new.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're double dipping. Oh, men get 2 points, women 1 point. Okay, Tasha, you're going to have to step up to this.
Did you listen to it? Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, actually, I did.
It's catchy, eh?
And it's all, in fact, we talked about it. It premiered this last Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday night.
And we talked about it on, it's on iTunes.
Right on.
Get it.
It's right on.
Worth it. And I already did.
Right on.
And, double dipping.
He's been great to work with. He's really, he's very, very specific in what he wants. He really knows what he wants. He's, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great because like producing the track makes it easier and harder at the same time. Easier because I know what he expects,
mm-hmm.
and harder because it's a lot more work.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. It's awesome.
Do you have any upcoming other artists that you might be working with that you can talk about?
Nothing confirmed or official that I can talk about yet. I do have a couple remixes I'm working on right now. One, a female vocalist. I think she's in Toronto. And then I've got another project coming up with a friend of mine, Michael, who co-wrote Peter Breeze's album that I produced.
Fantastic.
We have a project coming up that we're going to... It's very early still, but... Yeah.
The Send in the Robots album.
Yeah, no, we did Bonnie and Clyde,
okay.
Peter Breeze's new album. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, then, without any further ado, this is Nick Bertozzi's mix, and enjoy it, and also go out and pick up Tyrell Witherspoon's latest. It's fantastic, and, of course, this man here, he made it go thumpa-thumpa. So, if somebody wants to go out and check out your stuff, check out your website and your music, where do they go?
Keep everything on SoundCloud, so just soundcloud.com/Nick Bertozzi.
All right. And this is Rainbow 24. This is our last interview at Mel Rich's. Yay. So for Aiden Saint.
And Nick Bertozzi.
This is Mel Rich's from Davie Village in Vancouver for Rainbow 24.
my brain. It's making me crazy. It touches my soul, it's so deep, and nothing can save me. I feel like tomorrow everything's gonna be new. I know in my dreams that somehow I was made for you. Come on, baby, say it. Come on, baby, say it.
que, hermano, yo le voy a decir algo. Cuando Cristo me llamaba, me dio un ultimátum. Pero yo quiero tomar una pausa ahí y decir algo. Que cuando yo tenía 7 años, antes de ser brujo, antes de estar en la brujería, mi madre y mi padre, que está ahí sentado, siempre oraban por mí. Papi, alza la mano. Dios bendiga a mi papá. Alza la mano. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Hey, it's Aiden Saint. I'm still here. It's 4 a.m. You know, I was trying to find this really cool promo here at CITR called Trippin' Balls. Okay, I really was trying to find it for you. It's Radio 24. Rainbow 24. Wow, it's getting late. Rainbow 24. We're just getting a little shy of 2 hours left. And we're doing some more DJ profile and sets. Well, you know, one of the DJs that is really busy, he's out of town, but really fantastic DJ here in Vancouver is Kasha Kennedy. She's been in the scene for almost 3 years now. It started with residency at the Oasis Ultra Lounge every Saturday night for an event called Peaches. Now, she is spinning for gay and lesbian events all over the city, as well as dwelling in the straight community. Her hard work has paid off, and she's been flown to Mexico City to play a queer event down there, as well as winning the opening slot for Afrojack. Well done. Her style of music is extensive, from dirty electro Dutch house, that's house with a Dutch accent, old school hip hop, top 40, dubstep, anything that can make your body move, she plays it. And I've heard her at a number of events. She's fantastic. So you can get her every Saturday at the Oasis, once a month at Celebrities for Hard Candy Thursdays, and once a month at Ginger 32 for Lipstick Jungle, July 1st for Canada Day, Cruise with Cruzy T, and hey, Cruzy T was awesome. So you need to check her out on July 1st. Fantastic. You can check her out on Twitter at DJ Kasha Kennedy or Facebook.com/DJ Kasha Kennedy. Really simple. Check it out. I got a couple of mixes for her here on Rainbow 24. We're getting toward the end, folks. Kasha Kennedy.